Have you heard that the new Bad Manners Cafe in Glebe is back in business? To many who frequent Glebe Point Road, Bad Manners is known as one of the crowning jewels of its cafe and bookstore scene. Bad Manners Cafe has been around for more than four decades, and since its inception has been entirely vegetarian. Its cozy wooden booths and colourful sunrooms have seen the comings and goings of uni students, groups of friends, and those who just want to sit alone and soak up the atmosphere. Recently, the threat of closure for this iconic venue was imminent, and many were devastated to hear that this venue might be closing. That is, until the new owner, Jackie Leonard, took up the reins about a month ago and has kept Bad Manners Cafe running and in action. Today on the Thursday Daily, we're very lucky to have a quick chat with Jackie to get the scoop on what has happened to Bad Manners Cafe and what's to come for this iconic Sydney venue. Jackie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Jack, for your interest. And I'm keen to dig around the Bad Manners story a little bit for the listeners.
Oh, so are we. We're all sitting in the booth right now, actually, with producer Georgia as well, who got this story up and running, and we are very keen. So firstly, I've got to say congratulations on the reopening of Bad Manners. Can you tell us a bit about that potential closure that was going to happen and how Bad Manners was able to make it out intact?
Yes, well, we are building to become an image of our former selves. So as you said, it's only 4 weeks. Obviously, a whole national streetscapes were hit hard during COVID. And so effectively, there was a two-year hiatus for Bad Manners. Managing those openings and closings and shutdowns and, everybody come out. Oh, no, everybody go home again. Yeah. So, a really tricky time for many venues. Particularly, Glebe Point Road, you have a look at it now, once a bustling hub, social hub. And we're starting to see some life come back into the area, which is, brilliant. I think it's hard when you've been told to go home and stay home to then suddenly turn around and change your routine. But on top of that, also, the cafe experienced a fire out on the street. So there was another 6 to 9 months of renovations that went on here. It is an iconic and a heritage building, and there was a lot of consideration in the work that was done. But I think people will be pleased to know that if you come in, you will see few changes. There's been a lot of effort to try and maintain not only the Victorian building itself, which was once a pub. So this was the original Glebe Hotel. I think it was built in about the 1830s and stopped trading at about the 1900s, about the turn of the century, and there became a series of, kind of services. But Bad Manners opened in 1982. So it was originally opened by Robert Siebes in 1982, who maintained it through into the 2000s, and then taken over by Martin, and recently by myself. So it's seen not a lot of change, but been safeguarded in good hands over the decades, and has remained true to the original ethos. I think Robert started the cafe with a bunch of friends who were all living together, and he kept it in his own hands for almost 20 years. Legacy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. What a legacy of people coming and going, and just keeping this, I guess, institution, you could say now, in Glebe alive. What do you think? Why do you think that the Bad Manners Cafe has lasted so many decades in Sydney, when all these changes and heritage buildings are sort of disappearing? How's it been keeping on?
Well, I think there's a few aspects to it. I mean, number one, it is in a really diverse cultural area. One of the things that's fantastic about Glebe is its inclusive community, you know, from right down at the waterfront at the end of Glebe Point Road, you have, you know, stately homes coming right up the street through workers' cottages, renovated now, a little bit gentrified. And then we've now also got some high-rise unit development and also the mix of social housing as well. So all of that introduces a vibrancy. It's close to Sydney Uni. We had the Sydney Morning Herald round the corner. There was some garment trading, quite a international as well community. So there's all of that. And I think it was the first cafe on Glebe Point Road as well. And I think people came to enjoy its ethos, which it stuck to, you know. I think it might be, and I'm probably being a bit bold in saying this, but someone will come back and correct me if I'm wrong, but close to the longest running, continuously running vegetarian cafe in Sydney. So a flag bearer for massive social change. I think we're seeing it in lots of areas.
That's very impressive. From 1980s vegetarian onwards, it's kind of a little bit ahead of its time. And it says a lot about the Glebe community spirit, sort of in that inner west. Like, as you said, you're pointing out all of the brilliant stately manors, and you've also got things like the Glebe Market's reopening, the Sappho Bookstore is doing poetry nights again, a different drummer bar is revived.
Fantastic. We were just there last night as a team as well.
There you go. Gorgeous. As the new owner, Jackie, what was it about Bad Manners that attracted you to the cafe that you wanted to preserve? Yeah.
Look, there is such a sense of ownership in the community about Bad Manners. And I have to say, I did live in Glebe some years ago. I'm no longer a resident, but I've still got my heart. And so I was a frequenter here as well. I studied at Sydney for a while. I lived in Glebe. I worked in community services, and my first job while studying at uni was working in one of the local shelters. And so, you know, for me, this was a place that I'd come to over the years. And, you know, so many people come through and talk about, or particularly young people now, uni students are coming through the door and go, oh, my mum and dad met here, or they said, wow, come down here, or whatever, you know. So wow, there's a really strong sense of continuity and ownership. And look, Sydney can be a little bit brash and, perhaps disregard its past. So I, you know, it had been an abandoned corner, our location, for some considerable time, and I'd driven past it a few times and I thought, it's just too sad, you know, something's got to be done. So here we are, and I'm just hoping to be one of the custodians to hopefully keep the legacy going.
Oh, that is brilliant, Jackie. Love to hear that, and love to hear that people are new generations of people are coming to fill up the Bad Manners Cafe too. Who knows? I might pop over right now after the show. You never know.
Yeah, do. We've got some great coffee and great food. The food is honest vegetarian, so it's quite old style. It's a European style. We are introducing some Asian elements, but we've got some beautiful chefs at the moment. And I just want to say that I do want to acknowledge that we are on the land of the Gadigal people, and our chefs at the moment are from graduates of the National Indigenous Cuisine Institute.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
Keith and Jade, and a gorgeous barista as well from that institute. So, you know, really working to try and include, our community in what we do here. I guess that's my background with community services. I mean, it is a business and we have to be able to pay our way. So I'm hoping the community will continue to support us. But also just from an environmental and an ethical point of view too. We're not judgmental. We're all a bit flexitarian, but we do really want to support all those considerations around the environment, ethics around animal welfare, health, all those things. And, yeah, just continue to wave that flag in that general direction.
Well, brilliant. Jackie Lennard, thank you so much for dropping by this morning to talk about the Bad Manners Cafe and saving that cultural icon. That is about all the time we've got for the moment, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, Jack, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure, and looking forward to seeing everyone return.
Yes, I'm going to try and get down there myself. Thanks, Jackie.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks again. Talk soon. Bye.
That was Jackie Lennard, the new owner of the Bad Manners Cafe in Glebe, speaking to us about the revival of the Bad Manners Cafe and what's to come for this beloved and iconic venue.